Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
Well, that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
It's time for another week of the N4G Radio. But with us this week, we have a Gambus Khan.
Radio greetings, programs.
What's up, motherfucker?
What's up?
Also with us, we have DeJuan Bats.
Hello.
Hola. And with us, we have the Frustrated Fury.
I don't know what I was going to say there.
Don't get too excited about it. And finally, we have Nubu.
Hello.
I don't even know what that was.
Hello. I don't know.
Okay. Whatever.
Whatever. Whatever. Whatever, Trev.
Oh, this would be a fun show. Fun show.
Yes.
Why don't we start with Gambus? And
yes.
What you've been fondling?
Fondling.
Shopping for a lie.
My fondling is pretty simple this week. Played a little bit more Mass Effect. I'm getting closer to the end. I still need to beat Part 2. I need to, avenge the Earth,
No. That's the wrong game.
Yeah. I need
So are you still playing? Are you playing Mass Effect 1 or 2?
2.
He just said 2.
I thought he said Mass Effect, and then I still need to finish Part 2. So I thought he was playing Mass Effect 1, and he still needs to finish 2.
Oh, good lord.
Man, anyway. Talk about an uphill battle. Wow. Yeah, that was kidding. talk about some power gaming between now and Tuesday.
Well, nobody said you had to play it on Tuesday,
Yeah, that's true. But, I played a little bit more Mass Effect 2. I'm getting closer to the end. Great game. Can't wait. Can't wait to finish it again and continue on into Mass Effect 3. Yeah, I'm getting really excited about it. I mean, I've been listening to this. There's a music track that's on one of the trailers. It's called Protectors of the Earth.
Protectors of the universe.
Yeah, it's one of the most epic music tracks ever. It's like, it's kind of like Mass Effect's version of the Skyrim theme. So it's like, it's got a lot of choir and it's got a lot of percussion and orchestra going on it. It's awesome. But,
awesome songs.
Been playing that, and of course, and pretty much the rest of my gameplay this week has been the PS Vita. Still enjoying my new piece of technology. Played some more Wipeout 2048, some more Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3. I didn't get a chance to play Luminous because I kind of wanted my wife to be the first one to play it, because I kind of bought for her and me at the same time, but I only got to watch I got to see a little bit of it, and it's, I can't wait to play it myself, because it looks really freaking trippy, and the music is awesome if you're into the electronic stuff. And lastly, last game I played on the Vita was a little game called Little Deviants. And what can I say about this game?
Whatever you want.
Okay. I can say anything about it?
Why couldn't you?
It's not under embargo.
Okay.
I mean, it's been out for a week and a half.
All I have to say is look forward to my review. If you like, if you want to read someone tearing down a game such as myself, I don't like it.
No, sir. I don't like it.
It's a very annoying game. Like one stage, you're using the back panel. I mean, granted, I kind of knew about this game going into it, like what it does. It pretty much uses all the extra gizmos and gadgets, you know, of the Vita. But it does so, like, that's all it does. It uses all just the bells and whistles, and it's annoying. I don't want to aim with my Vita to shoot down rockets. You know, I don't want to lean my Vita to control, to badly control a airplane flying. I don't want to, well, and then and the touch screen, I'll say this, the touch screen, the rear touch screen is quite responsive and it works well. However, for some reason, I really can't stand using it at all for any longer than like maybe a minute or so at a time. Because, you know, I just can't like hold the Vita normally and still use the rear touch screen. I have to actually hold the whole system. Like if I'm holding it with one hand and then just basically placing my index finger like right underneath it, you know, yeah.
Touch it. Feel
yeah,
it.
Touch it. And it's annoying. The little creatures, the little deviants, they just look like jumping taffy creatures.
Taffy? What's a taffy creature?
You don't know what taffy is, John?
No.
It's candy. It's like stretchy and hard. Well, yeah. Not really hard, it's just chewy.
Stretchy and hard and gooey. Okay, that pins it down.
Yeah, it's like a sugary, stretchy candy. And it's usually in different colors, too.
Oh, the ring. Sea salt or something like that, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got salt in it as well.
What
I guess it
doesn't have salt. The... Oh, I know. Things that don't taste good.
Yeah. Hey,
John, I got a picture for you. Wow, that's a crappy picture.
But yeah, that's the deviants look like someone made a creature out of some taffy. And they, I mean, you talk about some of the most... I mean, they wanted to give them personality, but it seemed like, you know, they just had this stupid character design to go by, and they're like, I guess we'll try to get some personality into these characters. And what really boggles my mind is, what audience is this game aimed at? I mean, is it aimed at the Nintendo audience? Yeah, Nintendo audience, you know... That they're not going to specially play well, I don't know. If they're a hardcore gamer, they'll pick a PS Vita, but if they're pretty much a Nintendo person, you know, like a Nintendo fanboy, yeah, no way. So it's like, are they trying to appease them? Are they trying to appease children? Because I'm sure there's plenty of 8-year-old children who've talked their parents into buying themselves a PS Vita, and their parents make six figures. But, and is it aimed at us? No, it's not aimed at us. And why was it even included with the launch bundle? You know, why? Because they just wanted to move the copies. I mean, it's clearly why it is. It's the Vita's shovelware. That's what Little Deviant says. It's the Vita's launch day shovelware. And I will pretty much guarantee you will never see a sequel to this game, because its purpose is probably pretty much fulfilled right now.
Fulfilled.
Yep. Put it out there, make a little bit of money, and forget it. And
hit it and quit it.
And the thing is, after I
set it and forget it, like Ron Popeil.
Yeah.
Yeah. And after I review Little Deviants, which should be up pretty soon tomorrow. Well, not tomorrow. Today, maybe. I'll forget the game after I review it. So I'll just pass it on to my wife because she thought the game looked kind of cute. I'll be like, here, baby, you can have it.
Yeah, babe.
Yeah, here, baby. Just a little Deviants for you.
Got nothing for that. Nothing.
So that's pretty much it. Of course, Future Fondling is... I have to revenge the Earth from the Reapers.
What? No, it won't be your Future Fondling. You won't play that for about a month.
Did you just say you have to revenge the Earth?
No, I said avenge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I've got to avenge the Earth.
Okay.
Revengeance.
Revengeance.
Isn't that a Metal Gear subtitle?
It is.
Yep.
I lost track of them. Okay. Anyway, I guess I'll move on to Drew then.
Okay.
Good.
Let's see here. Well, I got me a new PC.
PC.
And I have been doing, like Ken said, playing a game about 10 minutes just to say, oh, can I run this now? But
can it run Crysis?
Can it run Crysis? Yes. According to everything that they said, this should run everything known to man right now.
Hmm.
And should run everything known to man for the next 3 years. So
right.
That's what I say too, but
3 months more like it.
Well, it's not like the old days where computers were advancing so quickly that it's every 18 months it'll double in speed and power. The slope of computer power expanding has greatly slowed down this decade.
But a little interesting anecdote. I the first game I installed on my brand new high-powered rig was the Dungeons & Dragons Anthology Collection.
Sweet!
And started playing Baldur's Gate 2, Planescape Torment. I don't know why. My roommate had it. And I was like, does it require any codes? He said, no. I said, put it on there. So, yeah, but I did play a new game for the PC. I don't really know. It's for Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 as well. It's just it hasn't came out yet. It's the game called Deep Black Reloaded. The reason why it's called Reloaded is because this is a PC port of Deep Black, which is the Xbox and PS3 game. Problem is, that game hasn't came out yet. So I don't really know about this game. It's kind of strange how this is all going down, but Deep Black is essentially a third-person shooter, cover-based shooter, so it's kind of like Gears of War. When I first saw screenshots of it and saw gameplay of it, I thought it was like a Dead Space kind of thing, because you're a guy who's in like a suit. It looks like a spacesuit, but it's actually an underwater suit. And it's supposed to take place in the future, and there's corporate espionage, and you know the story.
It's Fish's Syndicate underwater.
Pretty much. I don't really understand what the deal is with all the underwater stuff.
Well, maybe that's part of the story. Maybe the world is underwater now because the surface has been destroyed by a nuclear reaction.
But it hasn't.
Oh, I just wrote the game.
In fact, you do probably more stuff out of water than you do in water.
Okay. Stupid.
But, I don't know. It's a very standard game. The shooting mechanics are fine. The enemies sometimes take a lot of bullets to kill. There's some inconsistencies with headshots and stuff like that, because a headshot does kill someone, and I totally shot that guy in the head, but he didn't die, kind of thing. And there's another weird thing. They did some very strange things with gameplay mechanics. So there's these little bots, that, like while you're swimming underwater, that will come up to you, and you can shoot them, and it does absolutely nothing. As far as I can tell, it does nothing. And they're too fast for you to get away from. And when they catch you, you go into this cutscene where it's trying to like basically bite you, I guess. And he has a blade on his arm, and he starts hitting it in the face with the blade. And you have to tap the B button. I'm using the 360 controller for it. And every single time you get caught by one of these bots, it's the exact same animation. It's the exact same button input. It's there for nothing. It's one of those, oh, now it's time for me to hit the B button a bunch of times. It serves absolutely no purpose except to maybe extend the game, but that cut, like the little interactive cutscene, only lasts like 3 seconds. But like you'll run into like two or three bots at a time, like in the same little area. But I don't know. The voice acting's okay. From what I understand, this is not like a big full title price. It's like full title price. I'm sorry. I worked night shift last night. I just can't think right now.
I know but, what you mean, man.
Yeah.
Same here.
But I think it's only going to be 29.
Maybe you both should just grow up and quit your jobs.
I think, you know, that's a good idea. I think
increase your commitment to the show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. I was thinking about just living off the government, but that's just me.
Well, you could do that.
Government cheese.
Are you kidding me? I'd be living the high life. But, yeah, Deep Black, I don't think it's a bad game. I read the first review for it. That guy was overly harsh on it. I don't know why. He said that it was, like, he literally got nauseous while playing it because of how the camera moves whenever it zooms in and out. Like, literally, I watched the video of it, and he said, see, when you zoom in to aim, the camera zooms in. I'm like, that's what the camera's supposed to do, you jackass.
Oh, snap.
You know? Boom. To me, it's a standard third person.
You just got told.
Damn right you did.
It's wonky. It is a little wonky, but I don't think it's a bad game. My full review should be live sometime this week, so check it out.
Check it out.
And it looks decent, you know, and it handles very well, especially in the water stuff. You know, you'd think, you know, some games are horrible at swimming mechanics, stuff like that. You don't really swim in this game because this suit is like it's kind of like a jetpack, so you can kind of just glide through the water and stuff like that.
Can you use a jetpack underwater?
It uses jets, like there's jets on his elbows and on his legs, and he can kind of propel himself forward.
Jet man!
But yeah, Deep Black, it's not bad.
Put that on the back of the box.
It ain't bad.
Deep Black. It's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Reachman.
That's right. Let's see, I played some Syndicate co-op.
Syndicate.
Yeah, play with Mr. Futon.
Mr. Futon.
And also Devo Splat. And who was the other person?
I don't know.
Oh, my friend Winder. But anyway, yeah. Played some Syndicate. Fun times. I finished all the co-op missions on normal. Now it's time to go back and play them on hard.
Okay.
And then Extreme after that.
Extreme! Extreme! You want to play on Extreme?
No.
But see, the harder the difficulty, the better
stuff. I
don't
want to play it, period.
Cynic is not bad. I enjoy it. Yeah, my review is live right now. So go check it out.
Go check it out. Money Hat.
Dude, come on. If EA was paying me to write reviews, I would not be here right now.
Yeah, you would, because where would you be writing the reviews?
Yeah. You still got to write them, even if they're paying you.
That's true, but all I can say is this game is good.
This game is so good, I cannot believe it.
10 out of 10. and I'll be in my mansion.
Leaning back.
Yeah, I don't think they pay you that much.
I was going to say. I
don't they don't pay people to make the games that much.
Well, then they can forget the good reviews then.
Yeah, is that what they told you? They were like, hey, we'll give you a mansion if you review this game to our favor.
Absolutely. But
I get offers like that all the time.
But, play some Syndicate. I played Metal Gear Solid.
Metal Gear.
3.
Did you know that, have you ever got an email from John on his phone?
No.
It sounds like he is Metal Gearing you, because for some reason his phone is crappy, and it repeats every sentence he sends you. So like
every time
like his email comes through and it'll say, so what did you think of my review? I'm like, John, you don't have to ask me twice.
Oh shit, I don't know what's that going on with that then.
But yeah, played a Snake Eater 3D for the 3DS.
Snake Eater.
You know, I don't really know what to say about that game. I think it's
Metal Gear.
It is a snake eater.
Snake eater.
You know what? I'll say this, and I know this is probably bad to say. It's Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater with worse controls.
Is it in 3D, though?
It is in 3D. And the 3D is handled very well. I find it pretty mind-blowing that they actually could fit that entire game on that little cartridge. Because there's a lot of talking in that game. But I will say this, I think it's the best looking version of Snake Eater.
Better than the HD collection?
I will go as far as to say better than the HD collection.
Wow.
Yeah. Nah, I could be wrong.
3DS got some powers.
Make sure to let me know in the comments section below.
You're stupid.
Because I would totally love to have a conversation with you about it.
Okay.
But,
I'm sure that's the truth.
No.
You are such an idiot. Like, I never understood that about commenters. They call you an idiot and say that you're wrong. And so I'm supposed to... I guess their mentality is, I am an idiot, you're right, I need to change my review.
Oh, duh.
Is that what they want me to do?
Well, of course. You don't know what you're talking about. You shouldn't be. They should be reviewing games, not you.
If that's the case, then they need to go put a blog up on NeoGAF or some bullshit.
Blickety blickety blog, blickety blickety blog.
But anyway, trying to think. Other than that, I did play a little bit more Resident Evil Revelations. I think here's the problem with Metal Gear and Resident Evil. I really need a Circle Pad Pro.
You'll make your 3DS look ridiculous.
Because I think that both those games, particularly Metal Gear controls, it's just not good. You know, it's wonky as hell. And
there's that word again.
Wonky. You know.
Wonky the one-legged donkey.
Oh, shit.
Wow. But, I'm trying to imagine if there's anything else. Not really. Just been trying to work on my computer, get everything installed and stuff like that, and probably never play any of it. But as far as future stuff goes, I'll be playing some Mass Effect 3. And I guess I'll be playing. I guess I can say I'm at least playing. I'm gonna be playing Shoot Mini Robots.
Shoot Mini Robots in the face.
I'm gonna be doing the review for that. And that's it, I think. Maybe I'll...
Maybe you what? Hello?
You there?
No.
Hello?
What the hell happened there?
I don't know.
Ninjas.
Ninjas came and done gotcha.
They must have got me and then released me and... threw one of those smoke pellets down and disappeared.
Ninja!
Anyway, yeah, that's it.
Okay. Well, I have no choice but to move on to John. Maybe.
Are we back?
Ninja got him.
This ninja's all over the place.
Yep.
Are we back?
We were back, and then we went away, and then we're back again.
Oh, now we're back again. All right.
The hell's going on with that shit?
I think Ninja's got all of us.
Yeah.
Ninja done got you.
Individual ninjas.
Individuals. They're trying to separate us.
Into ninja.
They're trying to destroy the podcast.
Into ninjual.
You got to be careful when you say that.
You do. You do. I think that's going to be the name of my first album.
Into
ninjual.
Into ninjual.
Just, okay.
That's what you call a singular ninja.
Exactly.
Into ninjual.
I thought it was a ninja.
Oh, God. So, John, what I'll move on to you.
Fair enough. This week I've mainly been playing my Vita. I wanted to pick up Plants vs. Zombies, of course.
Oh, Jesus.
You own that on everything now.
I think I pretty much do. Yeah, I'm not going to say anything about that. It's Plants vs. Zombies. What more do I need to say? Picked up... I didn't pick up. We got for review Asphalt. And when you say that, you have to put the emphasis on Asphalt.
That's good,
huh? Really good. Yeah, you can read a review on the site. It's not fantastic. It's got so much promise. It came so close. But the one thing that you really need a driving game to do well... is drive, and that's where that kind of falls down. So all of the other stuff, all of the unlockable cars, of course, there's different types of racing. You know, there's like police chasing and like a burnout kind of road rage style racing. All of that falls to the wayside when the car one they don't differ. So all of the cars pretty much feel the same, and they don't handle that well, and it all falls down. And it's such a shame because just worked a little bit more on that. That may have pushed that game up quite considerably, but what can you do? Better than Ridge Racer, I suppose. At least you've got to pay for each track. What else have I played? Golden Abyss, Uncharted. Review will be up this week. I have finished that now. Played it from start to finish. Probably 5 or 6 hours worth of gameplay. Maybe sort of 4, 5, 6.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Back up. Everybody was saying this was the longest Uncharted.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think so. I mean, maybe time flew really quickly. I don't think there's any way of telling how long you've played for, but it seemed to me. I mean, there were 32 chapters, as they generally are with the Uncharted games. But I think I had probably spent between 5 and 6 hours on it, which is fine for a handheld game.
I
didn't time myself, unfortunately, so I can't tell you for sure, but it didn't feel like a 10-hour game.
I was going to say, I know Uncharted 2 was probably the longest one to me, and that was like 10 to 12 hours, I think.
That was pretty epic, too. But regardless of the duration, the game is absolutely outstanding. Very much reminds me of God of War series on the PSP in the way that it really didn't take anything away from the bigger brothers, the older, you know, the PS2 or 3 games. Does everything competently, the touch screens not overly forced, our touch controls are not overly forced, they make good use of it, some real ingenious stuff. So you kind of get it's got a real puzzly feel to it, more so than any of the other Uncharteds. You're doing charcoal rubbings to unlock treasures. You're holding your Vita up to the light to reveal invisible ink, which I think's just really clever. And they make really good use of it. There are a couple of times where you're kind of forced into using the touchscreen when you're using your machete to cut through things, and also when you're performing melee combat. But it's not overly difficult. They give you plenty of room to move your hand from one side of the Vita to the touchscreen to perform the moves. So, you know, all in all, pretty damn impressive, and it looks incredible. I mean, there are towards the later levels, you're sort of on at some ruins on top of a mountainside, and you pan back and you can see all of the jungle in the background, further in the, you know, right down below, and it just looks absolutely mind blown in your hands. I mean, it's on a screen that's 5 inches on a little machine, and it's doing that. It is really, really impressive. I can't recommend that game highly enough. For me, it's definitely the best launch title of the system, and hopefully it sells really, really well, because I've got a feeling this is the only way you're going to get any further Uncharted. So that was pretty good. Played a tiny little bit of SSX, since I've never played it before. Yeah, I know, criminal. That's what the girlfriend said. She bought it. She's a massive SSX fan, and I thought I'd give it a shot. And it seems alright. I think it's going to take a while to, probably like Skate, where you've, it's going to take a while to get used to how you control doing the tricks and what the different buttons do and how you perform them. But all of that stuff will come if I decide to play any more of it. But it looks good. The battle log, auto log, I can't remember, what do they call it on that?
I don't know, I don't have my copy yet.
It's something called, like, is
yeah. RiderNet, that's what it's called, RiderNet, which is auto log and battle log for SSX, essentially. And that works well, tells you who, of your friends who's played what, with levels and how they done, and I assume that you can probably challenge them in the same sort of way. But yes, seems like a fun game. I'm surprised I haven't played it sooner. Maybe it's because I'm not a massive fan of snowboarding, but, you know, still the game's pretty impressive. Also played the demo for Binary Domain. What a fucking piece of crap that is.
Oh. Uh-oh.
It's rubbish. It's so generically third-person shooter where you... They probably followed instructions to make that game. Bad acting, cliched stereotypes. And this is just from the, I'm getting this from the demo. Cliched stereotypes, hide behind conveniently placed chest-high walls. I'm sure some, it'll appeal to some people, but there was nothing there to catch my attention.
Well, I don't played need to the play Deep Black.
oh, fair enough. I played. There are two stages on the demo. I played the first one, and after that, I thought, nah. There's nothing there that would want me. You know, if I want to play that sort of game, I can always throw on Gears of War. It, clearly, what it's going after the that kind of audience. And so yeah. Also played the FIFA Street demo. Only quickly. It's... Why have they dropped the number? That's what I'm... Because this should be FIFA Street 4, shouldn't it?
Did they have them numbered?
It's FIFA Street 1, 2... I'm sure there was FIFA Street 1, 2, and 3. And then they've just dropped the number and rebooted it because it didn't sell very well. But the demo seems okay. The trick system's quite clever. Again, just like SSX, you use your left stick to control the movement, and then the right stick allows you to pull tricks and control the ball with, you know, elegance. It's only a five-a-side match, I think, on the demo, but that seems pretty good fun. That's all I've played, I think, this week. I can't think of anything else other than, Street Fighter, because I bought a couple of games that were compatible with the Vita from the original PS1 collection. So I picked up Street Fighter Alpha and Metal Slug. And I played a bit of those.
Alpha 1?
It's Alpha 3.
Alpha 3.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, that's all I played this week.
And what about this upcoming week?
Definitely Mass Effect 3. That's on pre-order. I cannot wait. I'm praying that I get it a day early, because I've got Thursday's my day off, so if I can get it through the posts on Thursday, that'd be awesome. So I'm definitely playing some of that. I have a review to do for House of the Dead 3 on PlayStation 3, so I've got to crack out me move and controller and camera. And
of the Dead.
I've never played a House of the Dead game.
They're supposed to be quirky.
No, they're the on-rail shooters, aren't they? Like they have in the arcades, like Time Crisis. Yes, okay. Well, that's good, because I would prefer that than having to use one of the navigation stick to move around. If it's on rails, that'll be pretty good, I'm sure. We'll see. So that review will be going up next week at some point. But I'll be playing that mostly on my day off on Tuesday. And providing we can sort out a bit of a mess, I will hopefully be playing for review Super Stardust Delta for the Vita as well.
All right. So now I get to move on to Wombat, who was not here last week for our giant PS Velveeta discussion.
That's right. I was not here last week for the Velveeta discussion.
Such a slacker. Letting the slide down.
I know. The good news is I did play a lot of Velveeta, as can probably be garnered by the sheer volume of reviews that have come out of me this week. I think I've done more reviews this week than I have in the last 3 years. We got another one coming tonight to you, Ken. And then...
probably more this week.
And then another couple next week.
Jesus Christ.
So, yeah. So that'll be at least six or seven in a week and a half or 2 weeks. So, yeah. Pretty much played just about everything. I didn't play Little Deviants because everybody told me it sucked. So... I avoided it like the plague. I did, however, play Wipeout, of course, which I'm going to be reviewing as well. I think it's awesome. It's just as good as the its big brother on the PS3, Wipeout HD. I was a little bit concerned as to how it would control with the sticks, since there's not as much... there's not as much room to move with the sticks on the Vita, but I have no concerns at all whatsoever after having played it for a while. It's very natural and it controls very well. So my review for that will be up this week. Also, it's gorgeous. I should mention that too, especially the zone stages. It's gorgeous. Probably what I played the most of this week for the Vita was Dynasty Warriors Next, which...
I played that demo.
It's Dynasty Warriors, so if you like Dynasty Warriors, you'll think it's awesome. I like Dynasty Warriors, so I think it's awesome. It's Dynasty Warriors in your pocket. It does have some touchscreen stuff. Some of it's good. Some of the touchscreen Musou attacks, or whatever they're called, are pretty fun, and they help to sort of add to the damage and that kind of stuff that your attacks do. Some of it is terrible. There's these little mini games between missions in the conquest mode. Some of them you've got to control your guy while he's riding a horse, and you kind of tilt the Vita back and forth to control it. And you can choose to use the stick there as well, thankfully. Some of them are you have to swipe the screen or touch different enemies on the screen if they're blocking, and it just gets to be pretty tedious, and you can tell it was just shoehorned in to sort of take advantage of the Vita's unique control system. But other than that, I mean, it's a really fun game, and if you like Dynasty Warriors, I think it's probably the best Dynasty Warriors game that we've seen in a while, and the fact that you can sort of take it with you on the go makes it even better. So I'm a real big fan of it. I also played... Lumines for review. Jason, you'll love it, so don't put off buying it or playing it if you have it already.
Yeah, I got it already.
Okay, yeah, definitely play it because you'll love it. It's Lumines. That's about the only thing I can say. I'll tell you this, though. Don't even tempt yourself with trying to use the touch controls to control the blocks because it's terrible. It just doesn't work. It's a lot more slow and sluggish than just using the stick and the buttons. So just use the stick and the buttons. Going forward, I played Michael Jackson, The Experience HD, which is actually a lot of fun. The only problem is there's only 15 songs, and there's really only one mode. There's a multiplayer mode, but it's, I mean, I mean, it is what it is. But from a single player standpoint, there's only one mode. It's basically just go through each song, play it on each difficulty level, score as many points as you can. So that was really, really disappointing. Just the sheer sort of shallowness of the whole experience. But the song selection that's on there is really good. It's a good mix of stuff from every point in MJ's career. The touch controls work really well. I can only think of maybe one or two times where I really felt like I did the motion that it asked me to, but it didn't give me the points. Every other time it was basically spot on. If I made a mistake, you know, I knew that I had made a mistake. So, that's a fun little rhythm action game, especially if you like Michael Jackson. What else? God. Oh, Rayman. I played Rayman Origins for review. It's Rayman Origins on a tiny little 5-inch OLED screen. If that doesn't make you excited, then you haven't been paying attention. The screen makes that game look incredible. The game already looks incredible, but that screen, just everything pops off of it. So, very, very good game. Probably the best game on the Vita at launch. I haven't played Uncharted, keep in mind. So, I'm kind of holding off on that until it drops in price, because I think $50 is ridiculous. So,
yeah, I got the with consoles, so I suppose it was easier for me to.
Gotcha. Yeah, so, but, you know, without having played Uncharted, I definitely think that I can say Rayman is the best game on the system at launch. So, if you like platformers, definitely pick it up, because it's really, really good. I played the Unit 13 demo, which is okay, I guess. It's kind of generic, but it'll give a lot of people what they want, which is a third-person shooter on the Vita. So,
he's furiously pressing buttons.
That's me. Sorry, I'm playing as we speak. I'm playing the Mass Effect multiplayer demo. And I died, so I was trying to hold off my blood loss until somebody could revive me. So I also played the demo for Hustle Kings, which is a fun little pool game as well. So overall, a lot of stuff this week. Next week, even worse. Mass Effect 3, obviously, on Tuesday. I took a day off on Tuesday. Mostly because of Mass Effect, but also because MLB The Show comes out that day.
Oh, wow.
I kind of hoped that I was going to get MLB The Show early to review, but unfortunately it doesn't look like that's the case. So I'm looking forward to playing that on Tuesday as well, especially on the Vita. So Tuesday is going to be a huge day for me. I am not getting
Street Fighter.
Yeah, Street Fighter X Tekken. For no other reason than I want to get it on the Vita instead, because there's extra characters on the Vita, and I feel like I'll have more time to play it on the Vita. So,
when it ever comes out,
yeah. So I'm content to wait for that. That's not something I have to have, unlike MLB and Mass Effect. I toyed with the idea of picking up the Mass Effect DLC. Since I didn't play any of it for 2.
Oh.
But I don't know if I'm going to do that or not. I haven't decided.
You at least need to play The Arrival.
Okay. I mean, so Arrival's pretty cheap. It's only like, I don't know, $7-$8. So.
Yeah, that's the one that leads into 3.
Okay.
Like, heavily. So, that one.
Lair of the Shadow Broker is good, too.
Lair of the Shadow Broker is good, but it's not as story-driven as... For the actual overall story, as much as The Arrival was.
So, yeah, I might pick up Arrival and just play that, just to, I don't know, hold me over until Tuesday, but also to sort of fill in some gaps. So, and then that's pretty much it.
All right. Well, I would love to talk about everything that I'm playing, but I can't. Which is going to make mine very, very boring. I guess I will talk about what I can first. I played a lot of Velveeta myself. Reviewed a lot of games this week. Reviewed Ninja Gaiden, which it's Ninja Gaiden in your hands. The new hero mode is very nice. The auto-blocking and much more health. So, those of you who could never beat it, now you can beat it.
Oh, look at that.
Oh.
See what he did there?
Yeah, very clever.
Played lots and lots more of Tales from Space, Mutant Blobs Attack. Such a fantastic game. Can't speak highly enough about it. If you own a Vita and you do not own this game, you need to go buy it now. It's $8. And it's fucking great.
I bought it.
Oh, it's such a good game. Also played some Ultimate Marvel Capcom 3 on the Vita. Put up my review. Also another really wonderful game. Rayman Origins. Played a little bit of that. You can't speak highly enough about Rayman Origins. If you have yet to play this game, you need to go play it right now. Such a wonderful
game. On whatever you can play it on.
Yeah, play it on.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be the Vita. If you've got an HD console, go buy that.
Oh, yeah.
It's fantastic.
And the other four games I played, I can't talk about. Shoot Mini Robots. I played a little bit of that. Can't talk about it. Played quite a bit of I Am Alive, which is this week's XBLA game. Can't talk about it. I've been playing a lot of Unit 13 for review. Can't talk about it. And I am about 13 hours into Mass Effect 3. And I can't talk about it.
Oh.
Well.
So, I'm sorry. But embargoes have ruined our show.
Looks like it.
All I can say about Mass Effect is... if you had any worries about the game, you can just throw those away. And be prepared for awesome. It's really good.
That should be on the back of the box.
It really should.
Be prepared for awesome.
Be prepared for awesome.
Sweet.
So, and just an incredible game. Can't wait to talk about it.
I think you kind of just did.
Well, I just made vague general things. I didn't say anything specific. As much as I want to.
He's going to come out and review it, and it's going to be a 6.5.
I think I could actually get our site to have about 50,000 hits that day.
God.
If I gave it a 6.5. This game just did not do what it was supposed to do.
Final Fantasy.
Not as good as 2.
And see, this I know what the problem is. It's because they developed it simultaneously for PS3 and 360. It should be 360 only. Port it to the PS3 later. Anyway. But as far as future funneling goes, I will finish up those four games for my reviews this week. And I will be picking up Street Fighter X Tekken on Tuesday. Hopefully be playing SSX this week. And unlike miserable ass John over there, I love the Binary Domain demo and can't wait to play the final game.
No, you're full of shit.
If my review copy would hurry up and get here. So, which is still frustrating me. And I think that is it. It sucks. I really want to sit here and talk about Mass Effect, but I'm going to have to wait till next week.
It does suck.
It sucks bad, because that's all I've played all weekend. I literally have a copy of FIFA Street sitting on my desk, and it's still in the cellophane. As soon as Mass Effect arrived, I was like, install, let's go. So there you go. Hopefully I will have it beaten before Tuesday rolls around so I can write my review. But that wraps it up. All right, so now that the fondling is over, it's time to go to the news. I got a new feed, so hopefully this will be more interesting. Because my other feed was crap. But the biggest story of the week, obviously, was the rumor floating around that Steam is making a console-type machine called the Steam Box, which will basically allow you to play any game on the Steam service. So basically, it's just a console that plays Steam games.
So are they going to be using streaming similar to OnLive, or is it going to be downloaded to your Steam box and act as a pseudo PC?
Nobody knows. It's all rumors. It's rumor at this point. There's rumors that it will float up at GDC, which is this week, which means, John, prepare yourself.
Oh, shit.
But it also, there's a rumor saying that they may not display it until E3.
So. If that's true, that's freaking brilliant.
It is. I know a lot of people were kind of mismatched about it, and I'm like, really? It just allows people who don't want to buy a gaming PC to play all the Steam games, which, what isn't on Steam? Seriously.
EA games.
Yeah, but
you can play those on console.
How about when games get better and you can't upgrade this?
It's called buying a new console, John. We do it every 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, but that, you've got a console for that.
Yeah, but you can't play all the games that are on PC.
True.
You kind of almost can.
Well, not all the indie stuff, you can't. And a lot of the strategy games are not on console.
How about Civilization V?
Yeah.
A fantastic game that I can only play on my PC.
I am not a PC gamer. I'm not. But there is a ton of games that you cannot play on consoles.
So what is it basically going to require a keyboard and mouse then, I take it?
I think they're going to have a controller.
They mentioned something about controller.
So, therefore, those sort of games wouldn't work anyway, because most people play strategy games with a keyboard and mouse.
Well, I'm sure you can plug a keyboard and mouse into it. Like I said, we don't know anything about it yet.
John, you don't have to buy this. You just need to relax.
No, I'm just trying to find its relevance in the current market. But, you know.
I think its relevance is great. It's a PC without having to buy a PC.
Exactly. They're cutting out, like, middleman stuff.
Yeah, which will make it cheaper. Yeah, it'll make it cheaper. You can plug it into your TV.
It'll make Valve a lot of fucking money.
No shit. Yeah. Another rumor popped up. A voice actor on Twitter mentioned that he's working on Army of Four.
God.
He also later says that he may have gotten the games mixed up.
Right.
What happened to Army of Three?
I can spoil it, fuck it, because it's been out for 3 years.
Well, do we really have spoiler warnings on Army of Two?
Army of Two, two.
Two, two?
Yeah. Because one of them dies in Army of Two, two.
You have to choose. Army of Four.
Only if you do the multiplication.
Yeah.
Oh, this is hurting my head.
Now, how does this fit in with Party of Five?
It doesn't. But it does fit in with One Tree Hill. But anyway.
Oh, well, that's great.
Oh, Fantastic Four. Anyway,
I have a feeling that's not going to apply to this game.
Probably not. Corey Barlog, anybody remember him?
Oh, yeah.
No.
I do recognize that name.
He was the director of God of War 2.
Oh, yes, of course he was. Yes.
He has joined Crystal Dynamics, working on the end of Tomb Raider and probably their new IP that will be announced after Tomb Raider launches. So, he is now working over there at Crystal D, which is really the first piece of news we've heard of him since God of War 2.
Yep.
Except for the fact that he was working on a Mad Max game that was never coming out, so.
Yeah, because that IP's relevant.
Well, it is, yeah.
Borderlands.
Anyway. I'm sure everybody saw the Doom 4 images.
Yes.
No, I tried to ignore them.
I did not. Yeah, I did not look at them.
So apparently a design director or somebody on the team left and leaked all these images out. But id Software design director Matt Hooper is now saying that the images have nothing to do with what the gamers will find in the upcoming Doom 4 shooter, which has not been canceled, contrary to popular belief. So Doom 4 is still coming. No screenshots. Don't represent the game. So there you go. THQ.
How did they look?
They look like Doom Engine, but not Doom scenario.
No, it's like Earth, like New York City almost.
Yeah. And we all know, you know, Doom takes place on Mars.
Maybe the demons have finally came to Earth.
They made a trip. They hopped a ship.
Finally got Welcome to Earth. Together.
Welcome to Earth. Anyway, THQ is seeking the Evolve trademark. That's all I got. There's no other piece to that story other than they're searching for a trademark called Evolve. It probably could work for any of their series. But they haven't canceled yet.
You draw Evolve.
HD. You know what it's going to be. It's going to be something awful.
Well, I don't know. THQ has some good franchises. They had Red Faction.
WWE Evolved.
WWE Evolved or UFC Evolved.
Yep.
Or what's the Darksiders Evolved?
Oh hell
Saints
yeah.
Row the Third Evolved.
HD collections. We're getting more of them. According to a listing on Amazon France, the PlayStation 2 Ratchet and Clank games are getting the HD collection treatment.
Oh, I got no surprise there.
That's a shit ton of games, though, dude.
It's Destroy All Humans Evolved.
There you go. Because that franchise is relevant.
Yeah.
There's no listing of what games will be in the Ratchet and Clank HD collection, but this listed as due out May 16th. On the PS3.
Oh, that's quite soon, then.
Yeah, seriously.
That's probably 1, 2, and 3, I'd imagine.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, making my day, Xbox.com product listing has updated Trials Evolution release date to April 18th.
That's what it is. Evolution.
That's Ubisoft, son.
So?
That's not THQ.
I know that. THQ.
Does anybody remember the Wii Balance Board patent suit?
Nope.
Yeah, vaguely.
Nintendo has won that suit.
Of course they did. They had the more money.
Well, yeah, it's whoever has the most money. BioShock Infinite got a release date this week, October 16th, and the PS3 version will come packed with the original BioShock.
Clever idea.
They do that a lot with those games. Mm-hmm. Like BioShock.
They did it with Assassin's Creed, didn't they?
Yeah.
They were supposed to do it with Battlefield. Oh, I'm sorry.
Who was really going to fucking play?
Nobody was going to play
1943
it.
When they had Battlefield 3 sitting there.
Nobody. Nobody.
It's not the point.
Oh, whatever. The point is we want to whine about stuff that, you know, the fucking gamers are the biggest whiners I've ever seen in my life.
I'm sorry. You're absolutely right by the fact no one's going to play that shit. However, that's not the point. The point is they stood up on stage and said, we're going to do this, and then they didn't. That's the whole point. If that had been a free brag of crisps and they didn't, it would have still been the same principle.
Well, John, I got news for you. Every single person who stands up on stage and tells you something's going to happen is lying. Peter Molyneux will count for this. Okay? Well, what was it? What was it, Jeremy?
He done a cracking job. In fact, it was so cracking it was a good job, Jeremy.
What was Jack Tretton said? You could share all your games with your PS3 friends. Yeah, that's went over well.
Yeah.
Also releasing this fall, Sucker Punch has announced that Sly Cooper: Thieves in Time will be out this fall on PlayStation 3.
Looks good.
Well, it's Sly Cooper.
I mean, like the visuals, though.
Well, yeah. Sony is going to be showing off some brand new Vita games that we haven't seen on March 9th during GDC. So this week we'll be seeing some brand new Vita games announced. Strike while the iron hot, son. That's what I say.
Yep,
that's what I say.
That's right. EverQuest Online Adventures. Does anybody remember this game? It was the PS2 MMORPG.
Yep.
It is going offline.
Well, I said here.
Were there really still people playing that?
I was wondering the same thing.
I mean, the PS2 one?
Yeah, the PS2.
Like, I know people still play the original EverQuest, but the PS2 one?
Maybe.
There you go.
That's one of those ones where you can't even be mad that they're taking it off. You just got to be like, all right, well, you know what? I had a good run. It was about 7 years longer than I thought it was going to be.
Well, you know what? They're still going to get mad. They're going to bitch about it. Like, I can't believe I paid for this, and you're going to take it offline. All six of my clan is really upset about this.
Yeah. Both of the people that continue to play it, I'm sure, are broken up.
Fable creators, Lionhead Vets, form a new studio. Simon and Dean Carter are heading up a new team called Another Place Productions. really? You guys really need to come up with better names.
They should come up with a studio called Our Game's Actually Going to Do What We Say It's Going to Do.
And then lie about it. Yeah. USC has been named the top school for gaming as far as programs go.
Interesting.
So now it's known for NFL quarterbacks and video games.
There you go.
Apple is apparently prepping a mini iPad. So,
isn't that called an iPhone? I don't say that as a joke. I'm being dead serious.
I think they're going more for the Kindle Fire market at the $250 to $300 range, which is kind of weird because doesn't an iPhone cost like $650?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I just don't get it. I don't get it. We really need one for every size?
Of course we do. Have you seen the tablet market since the iPad came out?
True, I guess.
Dude, I think McDonald's has an iPad.
Oh, no, dude. Apple's just... They do overkill bad.
Really? Apple does overkill bad? Have you seen how many Android phones came out this week?
I mean, it's not necessarily that. It's just different phones from different companies created them. Stuff
but
like
it's still
that.
An Android phone.
Yeah, but I mean, Samsung makes an Android phone, then, you know, I guess LG can make an Android phone.
Oh, come on. Samsung released at least 5 this year. Android
phones.
Oh,
they gotta have updates.
And yet, Apple overkills it at once a year.
Yeah,
I'm trying to understand that.
No, seriously, I'm just saying, I don't give a damn. I just have one phone and don't fucking update it, whatever.
I'm just saying, that's not overkill once a year. It is overkill in the fact that you don't need a new phone every year, although people run out and buy them. But seriously, fucking, how many, I swear I can't go through a week of commercials during football season without seeing 2 or 3 different phones every other week.
Well, how many people are definitely going to say, man, I need to update my new tablet?
Lots of people bought the iPad, too.
Exactly.
People are redonkulous. People who owned iPads bought Kindle Fires. Like, y'all just need to stop. Stick with one and be happy with it.
Yeah.
But this one does something else.
They all do something else. And then in the end, they all kind of do the same thing. PlayStation 4 is rumored not to be using the Cell processor. Which, you know what that means?
It's going to be called the Quantum processor.
No, it just means you ain't going to be able to play backward compatible games.
Of course.
Yeah.
Since it leaked all over the internet, Ubisoft went ahead and announced the cover story for Game Informer this month is Assassin's Creed 3. It is set in colonial America. And he totally looks out of place to me.
Yeah.
Well, have you seen the screenshots?
Yeah.
He is standing there next to these colonial soldiers in a hoodie.
Yeah, but I mean, isn't he supposed to be a Native American?
He still looks like the same guy from the first two games, you know? And he just looks out of place.
Yeah, I agree.
And I'm sitting there looking at those screenshots. I'm like, what doesn't belong? Let me circle it. It's the guy in the hoodie. Who's he going to sneak up on? Really? You see him coming a mile away.
Well.
Spanish retailer has kind of leaked it out that Black Ops 2 will be releasing November. Ooh, I bet I could have guessed that rumor in my crystal ball.
Speaking of rumors, did we hear about the, did you guys hear about the OXM teaser? Is that
yes.
in your news today?
You know what? I'm going to talk about this and I'm going to cry. Not only that, but apparently Microsoft has a bunch of stuff they're getting ready to announce. They're bringing back 4 well-known franchises to the Xbox library, and one of them is a killer sequel.
No.
They're saying March.
And it's
is
truly
insane.
The thing I saw said a killer sequel, and then next month get the first details on this truly spectacular reboot.
Yep.
So, you have to wonder what it is.
You know what? How many years have we been doing this, Wombat?
I know. But, you know, instead of thinking about that, I've decided that I'm going to believe that it's Perfect Dark, and that way, if it is Perfect Dark, I'll still be fine with it because I like Perfect Dark. But when it's Killer Instinct, I can just pee myself.
I've already promised Drew that when they announce Killer Instinct, I will record a video of my reaction on my phone and put it on the internet for everybody to see. I've only been waiting 8 years for them to announce this game. And you know
it's
what?
It's been longer than that, hasn't it?
Oh, well, it's since I've been hearing rumors about it being remade.
Oh.
So, that's...
And all the rumors.
All the rumors that have been around.
Heard it's going to be a Kinect game, and I heard they were going to reboot it as an action franchise. And all sorts of stuff.
Just announce it and let me pee my pants.
Let me pee my pants.
Super Meat Boy developers, their downloadable game, The Binding of Isaac, is
binding.
Not...
Binding.
I'm sorry, The Binding of Isaac.
Poor blind Isaac.
was initially talked about on the 3DS and denied, so now they're eyeing Sony platforms.
It was denied on 3DS because of the quote-unquote religious overtones.
Yeah.
Because you know what it's about, right?
No.
Basically, you play as this little boy who is completely naked, and he's running from his mother, who God told to kill him. It's basically it's basically a spoof on the story of Isaac and Abraham.
Right.
Yeah, when God told Abraham to sacrifice his own son.
Interesting.
It's a very, very disturbing game, and I will not play it because it's that disturbing to me.
Well, there you go. Blizzard laid off 600 people. And in other news, those were the 600 people working on the console version of Diablo 3.
Oh, no. Luckily, I got me a PC now.
It was a joke. SimCity 5, due out in 2013.
Sweet.
So,
isn't that still just rumors, though?
That's the rumor, is it's due in 2013. I guess some images popped up on the internet, too.
It was like video and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, really? Do we still get excited about SimCity?
I don't get excited about SimCity. I don't understand it.
I would rather
played it in a long time.
I would rather play it than something like The Sims.
What are you talking about? Katy Perry's coming to The Sims this week.
I'll snap.
I know you want to play with that.
Yeah.
Anyway, Silent Hill HD Collection has been delayed again because apparently they can't make games that are already made.
So difficult.
It's been pushed back till March 20th from this week. It was supposed to be out this week.
What the hell are they going to do in 2 weeks?
I don't know.
That's what always drives me nuts is when stuff gets delayed right at the end. It's like, oh, we decided to push this back 2 weeks for polish.
What are you going to polish?
Yeah, what are you going to polish?
Shouldn't the game already be printed?
Polish your knob.
I was waiting for someone to say that.
The Modern Warfare 3 DLC collection is coming to Xbox Live on March 20th. I'm assuming that's for people who don't have the Elite. So all you guys out there, all five of you that didn't buy the Elite subscription, you can now download your DLC pack. Zone of the Enders HD collection will be released this fall.
Sweet.
So now you can play two games that nobody played.
Are you kidding me? Everybody played Zone of the Enders 1. It came with Metal Gear Solid 2 demo.
No, they didn't play it. They just played the demo.
Yeah, but you can't just sit there with a damn game.
That's what everybody did with Crackdown.
They just bought it. They didn't play it.
Yeah, they just bought the demo. Gravity Rush got a release date June 12th for the PlayStation Vita, which I wish they'd bring that demo over here. I'd like to play it.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that game.
It's really far off.
Borderlands 2 is now going to be on Steam. Surprise, surprise. We already talked about The Binding of Isaac. And then we had the big game story, which game is the equivalent of GameStop in the UK, who has now refused to stock EA games post-SSX.
Well,
it's not a refusal. It's essentially what's happened is that game is, although it is the biggest game retailer in the UK, it owns both Stores Game and GameStation, they also lost £18 million last year, and they're in a bit of a state. And what it was is that the idea is that they would get together with the publishers to try and get games on credit. So the EA would give them games, they would pay for them after they've been sold. EA, knowing that they can sell their games elsewhere without that risk of losing their money, said, no, you can't have the credit. You pay for the games, or you don't get them. And that's what's happened. They can't afford the games to actually... Well, that seems to be the main consensus. They can't afford the credit on the games, and therefore they can't... Because EA has flat said, no, you've got to pay us up front. They can't do it. So Tiger Woods, Mass Effect, Sims 3 Showtime, FIFA Street... these are the titles so far that are not going to be available at Game, which, as the UK's supposed biggest game retailer, is a bit shit.
Well, there you go. And that is all the news that I have.
Wow.
And I have no questions.
Wow.
I do have tweets.
Awesome.
Oh shit, I don't have iTunes. I can't check and see if we have iTunes review.
What's wrong with you, man?
I haven't downloaded it yet. I've been doing games and stuff, but not on this computer.
Yeah. Maybe you should quit your job and dedicate yourself more to the show.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
I'll try to see if there's any reviews. I got iTunes up.
Lieutenant Reggie says, I just bought Amalur on recommendation from the N4G podcast and the demo. He retrieved it from Game with a $20 discount. Love Game in Norway.
Yeah, good luck with that. They got that business scene by the sounds of it. I presume that's the same company.
Mookie's,
are they in cahoots with each other, GameStop and them?
No. I don't think so.
Well, GameStop, there was a little bit of interest of possibly GameStop buying out Game when all of this kicked off earlier in the week. I mean, it's all talk and speculation, and no one said anything about it, but they are two separate companies.
Mookie's Groove says, common EA, have a heart, don't be arrogant because of your sales and cheat consumers on DLC. He's referring to Mass Effect 3.
But this is, again, no offense to Mookie, but why is this a problem? Because it's no different than the Amalur DLC. If you have bought the game, you get the free DLC. Is that what it is?
No, you have to buy the collector's edition to get the DLC.
Well, then fork out for the collector's edition. It's
That's different. You shouldn't have to buy the collector's edition to get the DLC that needs to
be
there.
If the DLC is just DLC, then download it. They're going to charge for it separately, I take it.
Yeah, they're going to charge for it $10 for it on the Xbox Live.
The issue is that it's day one DLC.
Yeah.
It's not.
It's a collector's. You can't, you know, only a 6-inch figure of Commander Shepard is only going to get you so far. You actually want some proper content in there. But, you know, I've not seen what all the fuss is about, but maybe that's just me.
Did you buy the collector's edition, John?
Nope. It's a good job I didn't pre-order it from Game.
I don't think you could.
Now, apparently, that's another big thing. They actually, because everyone who's pre-ordered and laid down the £5 for the pre-order, they've said, oh, we'll refund you if you come in today. And after that, they're not refunding, they're crediting. So it's store credit. So you pay £5 cash, get £5 store credit when they can't keep their end of the bargain.
We have another request about the Sackies, which is the Little Big Planet Awards.
Okay.
From Blue Apple Blue. He wants us to check the nominees. Okay. Che Morongo, I just sent you guys the picture in the feed.
Yep.
And that is Gambus Khan's date rape van, apparently.
Man, look at this.
What's up with the flames, man? And the raised suspension. That's not really...
He's
kind of
He's channeling the A-Team a little bit.
That's not really incognito. I think people are going to see you coming.
They see me rolling.
Nice.
I Am Brigo says, what's everyone's favorite PS Velveeta game so far?
There's so many of them, I can't tell you.
You haven't played any of them.
No.
Exactly.
I'm still going to have to go with Marvel.
I really, really like Marvel. It's a toss-up right now between Marvel and Wipeout. I think I've played more Marvel, though.
I'd say my favorite one is Dynasty Warriors Next, but I don't think it's the best, if that makes sense.
Well, I played that demo. I really didn't get on with it.
Well, you know why? Because you're an awful human being.
Probably correct, yes.
Dynasty Warriors is an acquired taste.
It's like chicken liver.
The fuck? I like chicken livers.
You're from the South, Drew. You're required to like chicken livers.
It's an acquired taste.
For like 10 years.
Chicken livers is one of those things that I can only eat once a year, maybe.
I can only eat it if you hold a gun to my head.
Well, Jesus, I don't eat them like every fucking day. I mean, yeah.
Nobody said you did, but I wouldn't eat them any ever day ever.
They're not bad.
I kind of like chicken livers with some onions and mushrooms.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I can do fried chicken livers with a little bit of hot sauce.
Oh, exactly. Once, hot sauce.
Once, maybe a year or two.
Oh, God. Just the smell.
And sprinkle some pepper on top.
The smell, dude. It smells like chicken.
Oh, God, it's so gross.
For the most part, it tastes like chicken. It has a little bit of an iron taste to it.
I wonder why.
Mmm, liver.
Tastes like chicken.
Chicken liver. It's gross. Squiffy V2 says, keep up the great job. There's too many good games coming out. No shit. Good God, man. I can't even keep up with them.
It's Christmas in March.
It was snowing today. Did you guys see that?
Yep.
Are you kidding me? It was like 78 degrees yesterday.
Yeah, it was like 60 here yesterday, and today it's snowing.
Hey, Drew, shut up.
No. This is not a good thing, trust me.
Yeah, your guys' summer is going to be like 120 degrees.
Exactly. Yeah, come on down here in the summertime. You'll say, God, I love Ohio.
And finally, the last tweet that I have is from RIP Skate Destroy. He says, hey guys, have a great show. By the way, Gambus, are you still in contact with the Princess of Canada?
Way to bring that one up. Awesome.
The Princess of Canada, we had to go our separate ways.
As is tradition.
As is tradition.
Yeah, I mean,
is she queen now?
I think so. I think so. I think she. I think she got in the music business and made some music videos.
She got promoted.
She became a pop star.
Prince, and he's from Minnesota.
But yeah. We got into a lot of arguments. A boot. Irrelevant things.
Really? Are we really making that joke?
Yep.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, we had to go our separate ways, you know. She was getting really, really popular and, you know.
It's all because of you.
I'm popular.
Oh, God, no.
Just too many differences, you know.
All right.
Yeah. There you go.
He got kind of quiet because he was reflecting on it.
I really don't have anything. That's bloody awful. Oh, some of the things that happen on this show, I don't even know.
Stay on the show?
Oh. That's all I got.
Thank God, let's get the fuck out of here before it turns into a real train wreck.
John, that's when it's fun. I don't even...
This thing's been a train wreck for 6 years.
Yeah, what's wrong with you, John?
Sorry, my bad. Just the slowest train wreck of all time.
Yeah, John, all aboard!
Dun-dun, dun-dun, dun-dun.
Well, this August will be 6 years.
Really?
Six,
be crazy, isn't it?
6 years.
This August will be 2 years for me working with you guys.
6 years.
That's unbelievable.
That's longer than most of us have been at our current jobs.
Unbelievable. Yep. I remember we were having the debates on if the Nintendo Wii was going to be a good system or not.
Looks like we won that one.
Well, that was the optimistic one.
Yeah. Showed you.
Yep. You did.
So, you had iTunes up?
The last review was in December.
Nah, we had reviews since then.
Have we really?
Are you sure it's like the by date?
I don't think so. I had all the reviews to where it would say most recent.
Really?
Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Damn.
Actually, December 29th.
That was almost January.
Yeah. From the damn truth?
Yes.
Okay. Well, never mind.
Yep.
Yeah, Drew. Don't question Gambus.
Well, get on that shit, people. Come on. I want to read a review.
Get on that shit.
Yes.
Download iTunes again, then.
No, I'm doing that right now.
If you are a listener to this podcast, please leave us a review and say some stuff, and we will give you a shout-out.
A rave view.
Rave view.
Rave view.
Rave view. Hey, you can get naked in Skyrim.
Oh, yeah.
Only on the PC. Only on the PC.
Sad thing is, people will use that as a selling point.
You can get naked.
Well, I guess people will use that. I know really, people that have.
It's really more comfortable to play on my couch, but if I want to see everybody naked, I've got to play on the PC, so... I think I'll buy it.
Jason plays Little Deviants, hoping that they're naked.
Yeah, they look like stretched taffy with big eyeballs.
Only if you're doing it right.
If you're doing it wrong, they look like limp taffy.
Yep.
Okay.
Holy cow. And on that note.
So, Gambus, you want to do your shout-outs?
Sure. I'll give a shout-out to Shanghai Six, who's the host of the Front Swords Gamer Radio.
Making sure you got it right.
Radio podcast.
Radio.
Radio.
Does it sound like I'm on old-time radio?
But,
fuck.
But I'll give a shout out to the All Gen Gamers podcast. Pretty cool show. They talk a lot about retro games and modern games as well.
Okay.
And I'll also give a shout out to the Red Sun Gamer podcast, which finally put up their newest episode, which I have yet to listen to because I'm going to listen to it at work tonight. And I'm looking forward to it. I love it when they put a new episode out. It's for those of you who've never heard of the Redstone Gamer podcast, it's a podcast more specifically aimed at Japanese video games because the host of the show live in Japan and it's pretty cool. It's part entertainment and part educational. So you learn about how their market works a little bit, you know, and you learn about what type of games that they're into, and it's really an interesting show, and the hosts are awesome, really cool. DJ Mizuhara is a cool host. So there you go. And those are my shout outs this week.
Okay. Does anybody else have anything else?
No.
Are you sure?
Positive.
100%.
Yes.
Rocket.
Come on, man. I got that new fire.
Are you for real?
Thanks, Ruby.
Ruby Red.
No problem, man.
Let's get out of here before Gamus does something he shouldn't.
Oh, yeah.
So,
all right,
Mr. Khan, if you want to go ahead and do your thing.
All right. And it goes a little bit something like this.
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G Podcast.
Oh, you can... It's me, Mario.
Zero Dollar.
This is going to be an interesting episode.
Greetings, programs. I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat.
Killer
Wolverine. Play game, not console. No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon.
Then I killed the dragon.